My name is Eben Abbey, and I'm a high school intern here at High Plains Public Radio. Today on the phone, I'm thrilled to welcome two High Plains heroes, Robert Townsend and Vincent Gerhardt, from the western reaches of our listener region in Lamar, Colorado. So you guys are representing Galaxy Gallery, and I just wanted to say welcome to the program, and thank you both for sharing some time and telling us more about your space here on HPPR.
And thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, no problem. I was curious about each of your backgrounds and how it relates to Galaxy Gallery. Could you tell us a little bit more of how you first got involved with the arts?
And this is Vincent. I got involved in the arts quite a while back doing photography. That's the medium that I work in. Robert and I kind of put this all together, mostly Robert, providing the space and giving the artists a chance to be able to show their work. We do a lot of donations for events here in the community and just try to help out and share our art.
By any chance, do you have some of your own pictures in the gallery? Or
I do. It's kind of a collaborative effort. Colorado Abandoned is what we do together. That's right. The title of our website and our Facebook page and all that.
I did also have a few questions for Robert. So when did this all come to be?
This is Robert. We actually opened the gallery June 1st of this year, 2018. My background is actually in media and marketing for over 25 years, and I just kind of love the arts on the side. But Vincent and I decided that it would be a good thing to have here locally to represent our local artists in the valley and the community. I've known Vincent for several years now, and since I've known him, he's really kind of re-sparked my interest in the arts. So this is kind of how we collaborated and decided to open up the gallery.
And you guys met through marketing or through art?
We actually, I worked for Cherry Creek Radio, he was working for me at the radio station, and that's kind of how we got hooked up.
I also heard you guys are trying to do some live music over at Galaxy Gallery. Is that in the near future, or is that still in the thought process?
Yeah, that's something I'm still working on. I've basically put my feelers out to see what kind of local musicians are out there and who would be interested in coming in. And we're not only looking for music, but pretty much anybody with talent that wants to show it off. So we're a very family-friendly business. You know, we look for even kids that are talented. You know, we'll bring them in and do an event. So that's something that we're hoping to get really, really get started after the first of the year.
The space you guys currently have, what's it like?
Right now we have about 4,400 square foot building. For the gallery itself, we're using about 2,000 square feet of it at the moment. And as we fill up kind of the storefront, front half of the building, we're going to expand and add more displays.
All right. We have quite a few listeners from across the High Plains who would love to get to know more about Galaxy Gallery. So why are some reasons that the folks listening should stop by and check it out?
Well, anybody that appreciates art would sure enjoy visiting us and taking in some of this new art that we have in here right now.
I see here that you own an RCM consulting and consignment. What's that?
You don't really sell enough art to really do it as a living. The gallery is basically our storefront, but the base of the company is my marketing consulting business, which is the legal name of the business is RCM Consulting and Consignment LLC, and that covers both the marketing consulting and the gallery.
So what's some things that folks can expect on the calendar? Share some of your plans for the coming year, 2019.
We've got some art workshops in the works, and we're also hoping to bring in some guest artists that are going to display some of their techniques and things like that. Also the talent, some musical talent and different things like that coming in. We're partnered with a nonprofit, the Wiggs Foundation. We do what we call a monthly artist spotlight, and each month I purchase a piece of art from one of the artists, and for the entire month we do a spotlight on that artist to get people into the store, and they can register for a drawing to win that piece of art.
So the charity you mentioned, how do they work?
They make wigs and mastectomy bras for cancer patients. So we partner with them. I actually know the founders of the nonprofit, so it was pretty easy for me to get a deal worked out with them to help them out. And I'd like to mention one more big thing that we've got going on right now. We have what we call a VIP group texting program. what we do with that is send out exclusive deals to only the people that are signed up on the VIP group. And the way to do that is they can text the word GALAXY to 55222, and that automatically gets them signed up for the VIP group. And just in time for the holidays, they can actually get some exclusive deals on some fine art right here at the gallery.
Pretty much wrapping it up here. So how can folks find out more about you and the GALAXY Gallery?
Absolutely. There's several different ways, actually. You can look us up on our website, which is www.rulecm.com. We also are all over social media.
So anyone out there stopping by Lamar, Colorado, make sure you check them out. Again, that website is www.rulecm.com. They also have Twitter and Facebook, as well as the other social medias. Again, thanks Robert Townsend and Vincent Gearhart both for your time. And folks, check out the GALAXY Gallery, Southeast Colorado's premier art gallery, located in Lamar, Colorado. It features local artists and live music soon. Thanks again, guys, for joining us on HPPR.
Thank you for having us.